Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com. Today I'll be speaking with Dr. Joseph Stubbs about the H1N1 flu virus and the new wave of illness that could be on its way. Dr. Stubbs is the president of the American College of Physicians. Dr. Stubbs, welcome to the podcast. It's good to have you back.
Thank you, Val. It's a pleasure to be back.
Dr. Stubbs, I think a lot of Americans feel that the major push for flu vaccine is over. Do you have a sense of how many Americans are still unvaccinated against the H1N1 strain?
Well, really only about 10 to 20% of people that need the vaccine have gotten the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, as the supply of the H1N1 vaccine has increased, we are loosening the requirements of who needs the vaccine, and we're really trying to get as many people as possible to get out there and get the vaccine to try to avoid another deadly spiral in an increase in the H1N1 virus in the coming months.
And what have we learned about the virulence of this strain so far?
Well, so far it appears that this has infected probably around 45 million Americans. It's resulted in 200,000 hospitalizations and nearly 10,000 deaths. Most of these deaths, as most people are aware, have been coming among the young people, which is particularly tragic. Older individuals seem to not be quite as susceptible, but there have been plenty of older individuals that have gotten the H1N1 infection, and we're now trying to make a major push to try to get more of them to go ahead and get the vaccination.
And how does the death rate with H1N1 compare to the regular seasonal flu?
Well, the good news is at this point in time, the death rate appears to be about the same as with the seasonal flu. However, again, there is a predilection for it being in the younger individuals and those that are pregnant, which makes this a particularly challenging and concerning virus.
Now, is the death rate additive, meaning is the seasonal flu out there, you know, working its harm, and then the H1N1 is added on top of that, also killing people?
Absolutely. The death rate, the H1N1 has come in earlier than usually the seasonal flu, and we could see yet another bounce in the H1N1 flu infection later on in the winter, about the time when we also see the seasonal flu come in. So the deaths so far have been largely from the H1N1, and then that if it's about the same as the seasonal flu, then this could be particularly tragic because we will have the combined deaths from both the H1N1 and the seasonal flu that could be prevented by better vaccination.
And how have we done with vaccinations for the seasonal flu this year?
We are on track to continue to get about the same response that we got before, about 20 to 30%, but we would like to see that number grow much more. We think the one perhaps silver lining in this whole tragedy and a situation with the pandemic H1N1 is that there's more awareness of the flu and the possible need to get vaccinated. The people that have gotten vaccinated, the side effects have been minimal. And I think this has given people confidence to go ahead and get that. And so we're hoping that with the availability of both vaccines now in plentiful supply in most areas, we're hoping to see more people get vaccinated for both.
Do you think there are still shortages of the vaccine in some pockets in the country?
There are certainly shortages in various pockets of the United States. Supposedly, the vaccine they have ramped up the manufacturing of the vaccine, and there is a good supply, but it's the distribution process that has slowed things down. I can't say for sure, but in my region in Georgia, the amount of supply has increased significantly in the last few weeks, and so I'm hoping that's sort of the situation that's occurring across the country.
And at this point, who should get vaccinated, both for the seasonal flu and the H1N1 flu?
Well, we certainly think for the seasonal flu, the people who are pregnant, young women, young adults with chronic diseases, and all adults over the age of 64, all over the age of 65. Should get vaccinated for the seasonal flu. With the H1, we particularly want to emphasize people who are pregnant, women who are pregnant, children and young adults under the age of 25, and adults who have chronic diseases between the age of 25 and 64 who have some type of underlying chronic medical condition. I think, though, that if you have a chronic medical condition and you're, no matter what your age, I think you ought to be thinking about getting vaccinated with both of these. The other large group of people that need to get the vaccination is medical service providers. Physicians should be immunizing themselves and their staffs as much as they can so that they aren't going to be individuals that potentially spread this either of these infections to their patients.
Absolutely. Well, I'm proud to say that I got both the seasonal and the H1N1 vaccine myself, and I had absolutely no side effects whatsoever. It was very safe vaccines. I'm so glad I got them. And, you know, with, as you said, if we only have 10 or 20% of people protected, of those who are at risk, that is certainly a concern. What is your goal for percentages of people who are, especially those at-risk populations, for getting vaccinated?
Well, I always like to set the goal pretty high, so I'm saying 80 to 100% is what the goal is, and I think that the government is really trying to make a push. The government is quite aware of the problems that they that have been created by their false sense of the false claims that they were going to have much more vaccine readily available than they did, and so forth. But that being said, they've really worked hard to try to get the vaccine available now. And if people will still, if we can continue to push people to go ahead and get the vaccine, I think we can help avert problems in the coming months and perhaps in the coming years.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of work still to be done. What's your take-home message for Americans entering this new year?
Stay healthy and get immunized. Those are my two messages for people.
That sounds like a great message, Dr. Stubbs. Thank you so much for joining the podcast. You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Joseph Stubbs of the American College of Physicians. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com.